This is Kathy Forstie reporting from Folk Alliance International 2017 in Kansas City, Missouri. We're doing another one of our bedroom concert interviews here in at the Sheraton Hotel. And we have a great pleasure of having Michelle Held here in our room. Thank you, Michelle, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
She's all the way down from Detroit, Michigan. Is this your first conference?
This is my first the International Folk Alliance. Uh-huh. I went to FARM this year, which kind of brought me here.
Yeah, which is sort of a smaller
It was like a little stepping stone here. Yeah. So a lot smaller and condensed, but I had a great experience there.
Yeah. So was that why you decided to come to this conference, because you went to that one, or was it a predetermined?
I had been wanting to come to this for quite some time. I almost came a few years ago, and it didn't work out schedule wise and stuff. So, but I think it was better that I started with FARM.
Yeah,
and got a smaller taste of it, and made some friends there that I see here now. So,
yeah, you can kind of carry that.
It's kind of hard if you don't know anybody. It's a little overwhelming.
Uh-huh. So, what was your purpose for coming to Folk Alliance, and what did you want to get out of it?
Just meeting folks. You know, just connecting with people. I haven't been playing music that long. I started writing in 2011. I kind of took a long path to get here. I was an actor and had a whole other life. I kind of reinvented myself. Yeah. And but I finally found what I want to do with my life, and I'm for certain about it. And so up to this point, I've really mainly played locally in Detroit, and getting ready to make my first CD, and just being able to connect with people from around the world. So when I'm ready to tour, I've made some friends.
Yeah. So what drew you into wanting to be a singer-songwriter?
Well, I've always dabbled in the arts in a lot of different forms. I've tried pretty much everything. Fine arts, drawing. In school, I was always into fine arts. And then acting for a long time. I did theater, professional theater. And then an ex-boyfriend bought me a guitar. And it kind of sat in my living room for a really long time. And then I'd always freelanced with my acting work. And I ended up having this full-time job for a while. And I didn't really have a creative outlet. And I started messing around with my guitar. And finally started to get the hang of it. Finally wrote my first song. And once I did that, that was it. I was like, I'm never doing anything else.
That's awesome.
This is all I want to do. And then I went to a songwriting retreat, John Lamb's retreat. I don't know if you know who he is.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it was really encouraging, inspiring. And I never stopped writing. I was on unemployment for a while, and I pretty much was in my apartment for a year, like, doing nothing but writing.
Wow. So how often would you write, then? Did you write every day?
I was, like, writing nonstop. I have enough songs now for probably, like, 3 albums, but I don't have an album yet, so.
You could put out one of those box sets.
And yeah, I think I'm just going to end up, like, releasing a bunch of albums once I do.
Well, there's some artists who do that, you know.
But I always thought writing was really difficult, and then I was trying to write songs. I could see it in my mind's eye. I felt like I could do it. And I have this sort of a different voice that I didn't even realize the capabilities of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And once I wrote a song that I finally felt like I wanted to share with the world, it was just, I just told the truth. I was like, oh, you just have to tell the truth.
And yeah, then, you have to speak your heart. That's all you just do.
Yeah. My first song is called Goddamn I Don't Know. Yeah, it was kind of like a whole lifetime of searching.
Yeah, that's a good
title.
Went
into that song.
Can you play a tune for us now?
I will. I'm going to play a more recent song that I wrote. It's called Moving Train. Sometimes feelings are like a moving train. They're too heavy to turn back. Sometimes love is like the pouring rain. You weren't expecting it to attack. Just as life will only wrap her arms around you, make you feel like it's all gonna be just fine. You turn your back and everything come crumbling on down. You think, my God, how am I gonna pick it up one more time?
it up now. This is a time. Get your ticket, let it take you way abound. Rain or shine. This is a time. Sometimes the heart is like a hawk that soars. Feel so free that you can touch the sky. Sometimes the soul is like an open door or a window where you can see every last reason why. Just as life will lay it all out right in front of you, you can hear her say, come on, get on board. You're standing so close, let the pressure knock you to the ground. And you think I could have jumped, but there was a risk I could not afford. Oh, come on, jump now. This is the time. Get your ticket, let it take you way abound. Rain or shine, this is the time. What is this thing that we call time? You can't hold it in your hands. It's running wild. It's a wild child. It'll take you miles. It's limitless and limited to the mind. Sink of time, sink of time. What is this? Next time life come at you like a hurricane, you watch all the day turn to black. Close your eyes and take a lesson from a moving train. Keep pushing forward, don't look back now. Because this is our time. Get your ticket, let it take you way abound. Rain or shine, this is our time. This is our time. Get your ticket, let it take you way abound. Rain or shine, this is our time.
Nice. Michelle Held. Thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you.
So you have a really cool guitar there.
Yes.
Have you always played guitar? I mean, when did you start playing guitar?
No, I started tinkering around with it. My ex-boyfriend bought me a guitar and I just...
Is it that one that he bought you?
No, he bought me a different one. A used Fender that's
kinda... a really nice one.
Yeah, no, I stepped up when I got this one. He bought me a old used Fender and I kind of was trying to play it off and on and get frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I ended up writing a couple songs on that, but it wasn't until I got this guitar that I like... Mm-hmm. All the songs started coming.
Yeah.
So, but I bought this... It's kind of a funny story. It was on consignment from a rabbi at a local music store in Detroit. Mm. And
it's a Gibson what?
It's a LG1. It's a 65 Gibson.
Wow.
And but he was asking $1,200, and I offered $1,111.11 because I thought it was lucky.
Yeah, 11s, yeah.
And but he, you know, they gave him the offer, and he laughed, and he said, well, I it sounds like a good offer, but I really can't do business till Monday because it's Passover. But I ended up buying it.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a great looking guitar.
I love this guitar.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, you know, you were talking about being an actor and that sort of thing. Musically, what were your influences?
Well, definitely a huge influence of mine is Bob Dylan. Like, once I heard The Free Will and Bob Dylan, I had never listened to Bob Dylan when I was younger. And I mean, I've heard the voice.
How does a kid, because you're younger generation, you're not from that generation. I mean, how did you find Bob Dylan? I mean...
I you know, I had heard of them, and once I started getting interested and started, you know, once I got this guitar and I'm like, I wanted to figure out who he was and what his music was all about, and somebody, you know, suggested I get the start with the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, mm-hmm. and I was like in awe. I'm like, I didn't even know music could be like this. It was, mm-hmm. he was saying things that I thought were important, and it kind of just changed my perspective on what music was and on life, really.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a huge influence. And also he's doing his own thing, you know, and he was unique and did whatever the heck he wanted. And Nina Simone is another big influence, just a strong woman, and also saying things that were really important. And, you know, her great quote that an artist's job is to reflect the times.
Right.
So I really... Those are two big influences. And then a lot of, you know, a lot of, like, lyrical Leonard Cohen and of Tom Waits and John Prine. And I love Lucinda Williams.
You really like the singer-songwriter then.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, I love the writing.
Yeah. So lyrics are really important to you
Absolutely,
as a songwriter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So which comes first for you? Is it lyrics or music, or does it kind of all happen together organically?
Sometimes the words come first. Sometimes I draw from, I'll write, it'll start as a poem, and I've also adapted, like, some friends' poems, and I adapted a Dorothy Parker poem before, so yeah, sometimes the words come first, and but oftentimes it's just kind of, it's very rare that I'll do the music first, so kind of either together or words first.
Yeah, that's cool. Everybody writes differently, so, and even our writer writes differently. Every song kind of comes out differently in different ways. So
Well, she was saying, like, the act before, how Bohemian Highway, how she takes time in the morning. I do not do that at all. Like, I write when I have to write. Like, I feel like I'm always kind of writing. I'm always taking in, you know, even when I'm not writing, it's just drawing from life, really. And then all of a sudden, I'll think of something or see something. I'm always observing, and a line will come to me. And then once it starts, it's like I can't stop. I will just miss. I'll be in my apartment for like a week and never, and I'll miss everything that I'm supposed to be doing. Because I feel like I got to keep going when the music comes. Like, I got to keep going with it, and I like zone out. And
That's a true artist brain, I think.
And the more that I'm in that mode, it's kind of hard when you get distracted trying to support yourself with other endeavors to financially, you know, when I get distracted with other things, it's hard. But when I'm in that creative zone, it just like breeds more creativity. So I'm writing and then I like keep it just, then I can't stop. But sometimes if I'm away from it doing things and like with my business mind, it's kind of hard to.
Do musical theater too when you were an
actress? I didn't do musical theater. I did straight theater.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think you would do musical theater with that voice.
No,
how big
I didn't
it is
even know really how the capabilities of my voice. Like I have a different, like my voice is different. My vibrato. I didn't even, and it was really just courage. It wasn't until I took like a handful of once I started playing guitar, and a friend of mine was like, what is that? You know, I like that. Do more of that. My vibrato. And I was like, really? Everybody told me it was bad. Like, I used to get made fun of for it. And a voice teacher told me not to do it. And so it was really just finding the courage to embrace the uniqueness of my voice.
Yeah. That's good.
And
well,
once I did, then.
You've got a big voice, too. So, I mean, your voice could hit the back of the room if you did musical theater, I think. So.
Yeah, I never did musical theater. Oh. I did more small, intimate, real theater where I cry a lot.
You're a good crier.
I had to cry. It's really hard.
Yeah. Crying on stage is difficult. Well, can you do me another song?
I could, yeah. Let me see here. This is one of those songs that probably started as more as a poem, and it's called Behind These Stone Walls. It's also one of these songs. I don't know, everybody talking about the wall, you know, with all the political stuff that's going on. Sometimes I write things and then it all of a sudden it becomes more relevant to me when things are going on. It's like this foreshadowing. So
if you could plant a tiny garden that grows only good, dig up all the ugly where hatred once stood. Dig a harvest of seed until it takes you home. And on the sweet fruits of these trees you've grown. If you could ride the sparkle from a star not yet seen, hold that light in your palm until it's washed clean. If you could fill an empty castle before it falls, bridge new dreams behind these stone walls. If you could see behind these stone walls, if you could see behind these stone walls, if you could hold a fallen angel in your arms of steel, strengthen the wicked until it's no longer ill. If you could cast out evil by the wave of your hands, speak someone's truth until another understands. If you could turn a loved one before life is broken, say all the things they wish your lips would have spoken. If you could hear a lonely heartbeat before it calls, thou lies pain that go behind these stone walls. If you could see behind stone walls, if you could see behind these stone walls, if you could see
relevant to today.
Nice. They wrote it 3 years ago.
Wow. Michelle Held, everyone. So tell everyone they can find your music if they want to look it up.
If you go to michelleheld.com, that goes to my Facebook music page, and all my links are in the About section. Or you can just Google my name.
Okay.
I have, since I don't have an album yet, but I do have demos that are on SoundCloud, and there's stuff on YouTube. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you get a CD out, make sure you send it to me.
I will. And I'm playing in the Folk Festival tomorrow at noon, if anybody's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Yeah, so, yeah, come out to the Folk Festival tomorrow, because that's open to the public, and so you can
that
come out
and fun,
hear...
That should
be fun, yeah. Yeah, hear all these great singer-songwriters here, including Michelle Held. Thank you so much again for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Kathy Forstie reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri.